This is Molly Gamble, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review. Today I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Sean Kelly and David Weiner. Dr. Sean Kelly is the Chief Medical Officer at Improvada, where he heads the company's clinical workflow productivity team and advises on the clinical practice of healthcare IT security. In addition to serving as Improvada CMO, Dr. Kelly practices medicine and teaches at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a level one trauma center and academic teaching hospital in Boston. He trained at Harvard University, University of Massachusetts Medical School, and Vanderbilt University, where he served as resident and chief resident. He is board certified in emergency medicine and is a fellow in the American College of Emergency Physicians. David Weiner leads the Improvada Patient Secure product group and is the founder, former CEO, and former president of HT Systems LLC, which was acquired by Improvada in 2015. David brings 25 years of experience in delivering innovative software solutions to the healthcare industry. Under his leadership, HT Systems achieved the market leader position in the biometric patient identification industry and supported the largest biometric patient database in the nation. Dr. Kelly, Mr. Weiner, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today to share your expertise with our readers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I have a few questions here for you, and David, maybe you can help me with this first one here. Is patient identification a problem in healthcare today? And if it is, why is it a difficult problem to solve?
Patient identification is a huge problem in healthcare today, and it all stemmed from when the healthcare industry migrated from paper to electronic records. And then over periods of time, the propagation of dissimilar systems created all these digital records for these patients through dissimilar systems, creating all these different identifiers. And then couple that with naming conventions, with language barriers, it makes the identification process for a patient extremely difficult. So our best example is from one of our clients, and this is Harris Health in Houston, Texas. And what they were doing is they were doing a study to help putting together a justification for the implementation of the patient secure solution at their organization. And they did a study. They drilled into their master patient index, which contained 3.4 million patients. And as they were drilling through the different scenarios, you would have over 70,000 patients that have the same name and date of birth, for example. When they drilled down to that, they found over 231 for a single name. So they knew that the identification process within their organization is extremely difficult. So if a person just comes in providing their name and date of birth, the selection process to find the correct record for that patient became a daunting task. In addition, if the organization had dissimilar systems. So they would have a hospital system on, let's say, Epic, and then another facility on, let's say, an Allscripts system. Each one of those systems had its own unique medical record for that patient with its own unique identifier, not allowing for those two records to match. So it makes identification of the patient in the process of care extremely difficult, and that's the most important step when a patient interacts with a healthcare environment.
Absolutely. So 230 patients with the same name. Wow. And Sean, what are some of the clinical ramifications of patient identification mistakes when they occur?
Patient identification plays a critical role in patient safety and clinical care. A recent RAND study found that 7 to 10% of patients are misidentified when their medical record is accessed, and about 6% of those can suffer a significant adverse event. The Joint Commission, additionally, has stated over the past 2 years that the number one improvement needed for patient safety is improving patient identification. Every day we find more and more research that directly correlates medical errors and adverse events, such as medication errors, blood transfusion errors, radiation overdoses, wrong patient surgeries, and other errors to patient misidentification. Really, the ability for a clinician to have certainty that the person they are treating is who they say they are and to have accuracy in that complete medical history is paramount for patient safety. For me as a practicing physician, this concept is not abstract. I live this on a daily basis. You know, I see 3 or 4 patients per shift where this really can affect their care. If you imagine that constructing a differential diagnosis in a patient care scenario really is like a giant puzzle, and the clues are primarily made up of a lot of the information that's in a patient's chart. If that information is not accurate, it's almost like you have entire chapters of the book of clues that are taken away or put into that record from another record. The implications of this really are enormous. It's very difficult to make a correct diagnosis and correctly treat someone if you have missing information or wrong information. Imagine, for example, someone comes in, something as simple as treating a pneumonia or a bronchitis with antibiotics. If that same patient came in a week ago to another place or came into our facility and their records were not accurate and they were misidentified upon arrival, I may not know that that person's on blood thinners for atrial fibrillation, and I may start them on an antibiotic which would cause life-threatening bleeding. These kind of details are extremely important, and this happens on a daily basis. I think that the numbers that we talked about from the RAND study and the Joint Commission, that's the stuff that we know about. I think it's underreported, and for every adverse event, there are several near misses and other things that don't necessarily result in patient harm, but are significant nonetheless. So in summary, this is an enormous problem, and it all starts with gathering accurate data on the front end.
As an ED doctor, to add one more layer of complexity, if not what you just described wasn't complex enough, imagine if that patient comes in unresponsive or unconscious. I mean, that's like handing you a blank book at that point. And how are you supposed to even start care on a patient that you know absolutely nothing about other than it's a male, female, 50-year-old?
Yeah, the John or Jane Doe scenario, whether it's in a trauma or someone is delirious or demented, this situation happens quite frequently. And having accurate data to help with some of those most complex and emergent cases is truly not an exaggeration that it can mean life or death to have correct data. Once an error is in place in a chart, it's very hard to find that and remove it. Once someone's records are altered and there's either erroneous information that's been inserted in that or deleted from that, it lives in that record forevermore, and that is very dangerous, and small errors on the front end can lead to much bigger errors later. And sorting through that on the back end and trying to go back on a root cause and figure out what was actually accurate because people have made decisions off of that data is very difficult and time-consuming and costly on an administrative level, not just on a clinical level.
So clearly this is a pretty troubling problem. What can hospitals do to prevent patient identification errors, and how have other hospitals solved this problem?
What a lot of hospitals do today is that they employ different practices. One is they make an effort to install some sort of system that uses decision logic or conditional logic to try to discern if you put in Jack, do you really mean Jonathan or anything like that. So they have all these different systems that assist with it, or they might only utilize the photo on the patient record with the systems where you continually add identifiers to the patient. So they create something called an EMPI or Master Patient Index. With all these types of solutions, the issue that you have with that is, again, you're talking about data matching data. And so if data matches, then the answer is yes. However, that's not always the case. So you may actually match the wrong data and then incorrectly identify the patient. With the approach that we've taken is we believe that the patient themselves becomes their own identifier. And so through to the utilization of biometrics, by linking the patient's biometrics to their medical record, we're able to positively create a one-to-one relationship between the patient and the medical record. And then when people ask us, well, what if I have dissimilar systems with different multiple medical records for that patient, we say that's when we really shine. And even in an emergency situation where you're dealing with a John or Jane Doe or an unconscious patient, our system is able to positively identify that patient each and every time they come into the facility.
How do biometrics for patient ID benefit clinicians and patients in the long term?
Well, with biometrics and positive patient ID, clinicians can have a full history of the patient, even if that patient has multiple records across disparate ADT and EMR systems, which actually is quite common in healthcare. Many of these histories can be very complex, you know, dozens or hundreds of pages or screenshots long, with, you know, an enormous amount of complexity and data. To try to operate on incomplete data is really dangerous. To have accurate data is really helpful. From an individual perspective, it's enormously helpful and better for provider satisfaction and patient safety. And from a population standpoint, it's very enormously helpful too. A lot of the statistics we're quoting today are really just in the U.S. And so remember, this is really a worldwide problem as well. And I will also say, just anecdotally as a physician, we don't know what we don't know. A lot of the statistics we have, I think, are the tip of the iceberg. There are many times where I may be treating someone and contributing to this issue. If I don't have the information in the chart, I may not know that I've contributed and caused potential harm downstream because that information was never made available to me. It's on someone else's record, even though it's actually for that same person.
And how about medical fraud? How about healthcare fraud, which is a huge problem and a huge source of cost and expense? How can patient identification help reduce that problem?
There's been a lot of information in the news lately about fraud and cybersecurity in healthcare. Research shows that an estimated 2.3 million people were impacted by medical identity theft in 2014, increased over 21% from 2013. And these numbers are expected to just increase in the near future. And unlike credit card fraud, some of this damage is permanent. Victims of medical identity theft can suffer serious financial consequences, but also health consequences moving forward. And it's very difficult to purge inaccurate data out of someone's chart. So while banks can make someone whole, it's very difficult once your medical information is released to other charts or if someone else's information is put into yours. The implications of that can be long-standing and very life-threatening. The out-of-pocket average cost for a single identity theft is estimated at over $13,000. And again, that's probably underestimating the personal cost and toll on the individuals involved. So the bottom line is that having a biometric ability to uniquely identify a patient really does help prevent, and not only prevent it, but deter people from trying to initiate fraud. In addition to the cost to individuals, there's a big cost to hospitals, where insurance companies later, if they find out that there was fraud on certain patients, then they'll go for clawbacks for all that reimbursement. So I think there's a big implication, again, not just to individual patients, but to the healthcare system in general, and a big cost savings that can be found by implementing systems with biometrics like Imbravata's Patient Secure.
Well, I mean, you bring up a good point about the fraud, and you know, there's two portions of the fraud. You got the medical fraud in the sense that someone steals your identity, but you also have the one where people share insurance cards, and that's complicit fraud. Patient Secure system has successfully reduced insurance card sharing, so it really is something that through a single solution, it's really benefited organizations, especially in the patient safety aspect, but also financially as well.
David, where can organizations, if they're interested, learn more about biometric patient identification?
The system that we support for positive patient identification is the Patient Secure System, which is the solution that we offer here at Improvada, where we biometrically link the patient to their medical record, integrated within any EMR that an organization has. The solution has been in use throughout the United States in over 350 hospitals, thousands of clinics, with millions of patients using it every day. We've been providing positive patient identification, biometric patient identification, since 2007. So we have a long period of experience in providing successful positive patient identification. Our clients tell us where we've helped them increase patient safety, bring their overlays, which are the commingling of patient medical records down to zero, as well as reducing their duplicate medical rates from as little as 2% to 0.01%. So we're even dropping it below the national average through the implementation of our system. So to find more about the Patient Secure System and other Improvada products, you can visit www.improvada.com, or you can email us at info@improvada.com, and we'd be happy to get back to you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sean Kelly and David Weiner, for your time and insight today. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at mgamble@beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for ambulatory surgery centers, hospitals, and health systems. Thank you for joining us today.